At the SportsNap Radio Network, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code SportsMapRadio for 20% off. Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsNap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb, the Monday edition. And boy, we've had a weekend of all of that, haven't we? But let's get the good of the day so we can start the week off right.
You know, I mean, there was so much good to choose from.
Oh, good. I'm glad that happened.
There was. But I have to stick with our man, Phil.
Oh, Phil Mickelson?
Yeah.
Hey, he's my man.
Now, there was this moment on the, I don't know which day it was, where he just was going on and on about his coffee. Did you catch that?
I saw some of this.
I mean, a little psychotic, but awesome.
He's in love with this coffee. Whatever he's doing with it, he's crazy about it.
He is. But there was something else that I thought was just classic Phil. He joined Jim Nantz and I'm forgetting the other guy's name.
Nick Faldo.
Nick Faldo, thank you. For a little fireside with Phil, or Phil fireside chats or something. I can't remember what it's called. And he shared this.
Phil, great to have you.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. There's three things I do well: play golf and talk golf.
What's the third then?
Nick
said three things.
Yeah.
He was setting you up.
Anyway,
leave that to your imagination, dear boy.
he just see what I love about you can't get anything past Nantz.
No, Nantz knew immediately what Phil was going for, and Nick Faldo had that. And I don't know what you're talking about. What is this?
What's the third thing? He said three. He said,
in Great Britain, we don't understand jokes.
Talk golf, play golf.
What else? What possibly could you be talking about?
Is it choosing golf courses? What could it be?
What else? Architecting golf courses? What is this? What are you talking about? That's great. I love Phil. He did a great job.
He did. You know what? I mean, another career.
Yeah,
I think he has the charisma to do it. Once his playing days are over, maybe it's who was it? It was
David Faraday.
David Faraday.
Yeah.
You know how he had like a little golf talk show that was going on?
Yeah, Phil could do that.
Phil could do that, and I think Phil would do it better.
Yeah. By the way, a lot of stars have gone down this road where they've done really well. Like Jeff Gordon is turning into a really good NASCAR broadcaster.
Yeah,
really good.
A-Rod.
A-Rod's doing a really good job, too. I mean, some of these guys, you don't know. Like, you think, oh, well, you know, if they step into the broadcast booth, could they do a good job? Phil, you always felt like he would do it because he's very personable. And he's in his interviews, he's really good.
And he's self-deprecating,
smooth,
too.
He's self-deprecating.
He gives that feeling that he is every man.
Yeah, as self-deprecating as a guy could possibly be who owns a G7.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's,
you know,
or
has calf muscles for days and
that's
doesn't mind flexing them.
Yeah.
He might look at Bryson DeChambeau and his arms. He's like, yeah, but you ain't got these buppies.
He's got that he's got that situation where, remember, he's got like that arthritis.
Yeah.
He does those ads for some company that helps with this arthritis. He says this coffee is a life changer, whatever he's putting in it, whatever his coffee brand. He says it's a life changer for his arthritis and other things for a 50-year-old.
I mean, think about it. Wasn't he involved like in some tax evasion IRS scandal?
He had some situation where he was playing golf or he knew a guy that was giving him short stock sells.
And we don't ever...
They kind of cleared him with it, but it was a little shady.
Yeah, but but it's one of those things that it's a non-issue.
Right.
And when we think about his life.
Yeah, the FBI actually showed up at the memorial one year in Ohio to talk to him about this. And they cleared him, but they still... The FBI showing up, no matter for what reason, is never a good thing. It's a little scary.
Unless it's, you know, to come to you and say, hey, did you know you didn't claim your $1 million?
Yeah, exactly.
Which that would never happen.
Yeah. So, yeah, Phil's got a career. If he wants it, I mean, he might be like, listen, I want to do some other stuff.
Yeah. I just want to take my plane and play every golf course in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. To me, to me, and here's before we get to the bad, to me, I would think it would be hard. Like when I watch a NASCAR broadcast, I wonder how much it does it kill Jeff Gordon that he is not able to drive anymore. Like he does not compete anymore.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Nick Faldo. When Nick Faldo is, does he go, God, I wish I could be right where these guys are right now,
but
in the middle
does,
of all this. Or do you reach a point where you go, I did it, and I don't do it anymore.
Well,
that's it.
But I mean, it does keep you within the sport.
Yeah.
Which is always good. I mean, you're still talking about the sport. It's like you're a part of it still. And maybe
yeah, exactly.
That's it. Maybe they just want the camaraderie.
That's true. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, the NBA.
What did they do now?
Okay. Draymond Green was, he mentioned, he had some comments about Devin Booker of the Suns.
Right.
And because,
oh, I saw this, yeah.
And because of these comments, I'll play them for you in a second. He got fined $50,000.
It's great to see Book playing well and Phoenix playing well, but get my man out of Phoenix. It's not good for him. It's not good for his career. Sorry, Chuck, but
wow.
They got to get Book out of Phoenix. I need my man to go somewhere where he can play great basketball all the time and win because he's that type of player.
Are you tampering?
Maybe.
Now, I don't know if he actually is tampering. But he was brought on TNT as an NBA analyst, and this is what analysts do all the time, right?
Yeah, well, he's...
But is it because he's a current player
yeah,
that he's not allowed
player.
To say anything? And I think this is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, it's kind of... I can see where the NBA is going with it. You cannot have players, active players, going out publicly and saying, my man's got to get out of this situation or that situation. It's a bad look for the league, and I know they all... But at the same time, he... If you bring him on board for something like that and you're in this partnership where you're trying to promote the league and players, then these guys are going to say things like this. And you bet you,
especially
you have to be
him,
ready
you
for
have
it.
To know that if you bring a Draymond
yeah,
on, Draymond's
absolutely.
Not going to sugarcoat it.
Right.
That would ruin his image and
right.
his brand. Always been a straight shooter. He's going to tell you he's going to tell you what it is. He
right.
does that in post-game interviews all the time.
But when he says that, look, I mean, when he says my man's got to get out of Phoenix, look, Devin Booker is not gonna go. Well, Draymond Green told me I needed to get out of Phoenix. I
better
find a way out
bags.
Of Phoenix. Like you know, an agent's gonna be working on the right deal in the right situation. And if Phoenix remains the right situation economically, he'll stay. If it doesn't, he goes. But it's not like the NBA shouldn't be so concerned that Draymond is dictating movement
right.
of players. Like
yeah.
I don't think that's happening.
And being charged $50,000 for. I mean, you know, talking.
Right.
And he's not even playing. It's like,
yeah, no kidding.
He's like the guy from Friday. I can't remember Craig from
right.
Friday. He's like, you know, you got fired on your day off. I mean,
yeah,
it's
right.
kind of like what he's getting. He's getting fined on his day off.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is Kanye West's presidential bid might be in jeopardy.
I'm going to be dead honest with you. I have no idea. I have no idea what his current status
yeah,
is.
I didn't either until this article popped up, and I was like, oh, really? But apparently, because I thought it flamed out after that South Carolina debacle where he, you know, said Harriet Tubman didn't free black people.
I thought yeah. it was already done. It was
yeah.
on, it was off. And then I saw some people showing up to re-register him in some states, but I was like, maybe that's
well,
just
well, let's
them.
Talk about that, Tony, because him being re-registered in some states, you know, you need to get a couple thousand signatures in order to be put on the ballot. Well, Kanye right now is being accused of election fraud. By
already?
Several of these states.
That was fast.
Because apparently some of the signatures aren't really linked to people. In fact,
well, that's kind of what you have to do.
In fact, two of the signatures and a couple of ballots, and they just took one, I think it was Illinois. Some of the signatures, Kanye West's name appeared twice.
So, but is again, can we go back to, can we reset the bar here? Does he have an active campaign or are people doing this?
No, he has an active campaign.
He does.
But he needs, yeah, he's getting ready to choose his vice president, which is a Bible worshiper or a Bible leader in Wyoming.
All right, so this is a campaign that started, then it died, now it's back again.
And well, it looks like he's,
because what I'm trying to get at is, remember when Ross Perot in 92 said he was going to run, he told Larry King, if the voters put me on every ballot in all 50 states, I'll run for president. Well, that to me was a statement of, I'm not doing that.
Right.
You can do that,
but
I'm not orchestrating that. So does this story have a Kanye going, I'm not getting signatures, they're getting signatures.
Well,
some organization is doing that. I have nothing to do with it.
It's not.
If they put me on the ballot, but I'm not behind these signatures that are in Illinois in these states.
It's his people, I guess, that are putting it forward. They're just putting random signatures, random names on the ballot or on this
list. Right,
right. So, like I said, Kanye West's name appeared twice. Bernie Sanders' name appeared in Illinois.
That's funny that Bernie Sanders' signature would be they would choose. Why don't they just make up names?
Well, they almost did. I mean, Mickey Mouse appeared on it, too.
All right, so obviously somebody's doing this as a joke. Like, obviously somebody's trying to get caught.
It sounds like this, right?
This is a real fraud.
Maybe it's Kim saying, I want
Kanye
to stop. Maybe it is. Maybe it's Richard Pryor.
I can come up with 100 names before I'd write Mickey Mouse down.
Right.
I'd be like Bob Stevens, Jim McAllister. I can come up with 100 of those before I put down a cartoon figure.
So
right?
Yeah, I really don't know what's going to come of this.
I'll give you a hint. He's not going to be elected president.
He won't be elected. Although Nick Cannon said he would vote for Kanye.
Oh, that's good that you got Nick Cannon's vote.
Yeah.
That's cool.
it's just so absurd. I mean, this 2020 election, I mean, it's screwed with everything.
Well,
it's kind of dictated everything
we're
doing.
We've gone down this road before, though. We've had celebrities run for president.
Well, no, we've had celebrities run for president, but I'm saying, like, everything else, too. It's dictating how we're living life right now.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've ever had an election that was like this.
No, not
very little about politics than it is about playing politics.
Yeah, we have a president who was never a politician before,
right?
And then we have another guy that's running against him who's been a politician pretty much as long as I've been alive.
Probably longer,
right? Like I told my son, I said, when I was in high school, this guy ran for president. He ran in 1988.
Yeah.
I said, when I was in high school, he ran for president. I said, here I am about to send you to college, and he's running again. It's like this after a while. that's the choices we have.
Yeah.
Like one guy that's never been a politician before and another guy that has been a politician for way too long. That's the world we live in. But, democracy. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.